Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has appealed against a massive antitrust fine from the EU. The Middle Eastern e-commerce giant Souq.com has acquired the e-commerce delivery marketplace Wing.ae, and Alipay has launched the capability to run mini programs. Has appealed against a massive 2.4 billion euro fine that the EU imposed on it in June, stating that it respectfully disagreed with the Commission's decision. The search company was fined for breaking antitrust rules by unfairly placing its own shopping comparison service at the top of its search results, whilst demoting the rankings of competitors. The European Commission concluded that the practice was an abuse of Google's dominance in the search engine market and amounted to anti-competitive practices. As well as imposing the record-breaking fine, the EU has also ordered Google to stop the practice, warning that the search giant could face further fines for non-compliance. Google's appeal of the EU's decision throws a spanner in the works. If the appeal is successful, it could have consequences for other antitrust cases being investigated by the EU, including a separate investigation into Google's Android operating system. The Middle Eastern e-commerce giant Souq.com has acquired the e-commerce delivery marketplace Wing.ae. In a move set to benefit both companies, Wing.ae will now be connected to Souq.com in an attempt to streamline the e-commerce delivery process. Wing.ae is a platform that connects e-commerce merchants with delivery couriers. With shortcomings in the delivery process being the greatest hurdle holding back e-commerce in the Middle Eastern region, the partnership could provide real benefits by helping sellers to tackle the challenge of product delivery. Souq.com is the most popular e-commerce site in the Middle East, being used by 74% of digital buyers in the region, well ahead of second place Amazon, which is used by just 40%. Alibaba-owned Alipay has launched the capability to run mini-programs. Mini-programs are small apps that exist completely within the Alipay app and do not need to be downloaded in order for the user to use them. App developers who want to create an Alipay mini-program have been able to do so since the end of August. Alipay hopes that the launch of its mini-program feature will help it to compete against its biggest rival, WeChat Pay. Alipay is a popular Chinese financial app with 520 million users. It still trails far behind its rival WeChat, however, which has almost 1 billion users. The finance ministers from Germany, France, Spain, and Italy have written a joint letter to the European Commission asking them to change the way they tax internet companies. They asked the European Commission to base taxes on the revenues that internet companies generate in EU countries rather than on profits, which is the case currently. They claim that under the current rules, internet giants such as Google and Amazon are paying tiny amounts of tax, despite the fact that they are making huge amounts of money in revenue. The letter states, "We should no longer accept that these companies do business in Europe while paying minimal amounts of tax into our treasuries." The letter goes on to suggest an equalization tax that would scrap national tax codes and instead collect levies based on national turnover. The proposal would have to be backed by all 28 member states of the European Union in order to be approved. The letter is set to be put forward to all 28 finance ministers on Friday, the 15th of September. And finally, a new social network has been launched in Ukraine. The social network, called Wulik, has a wide range of functions, including the ability to connect with friends, send messages in chats, create groups, publish news, watch videos, and listen to music. The default language is Ukrainian, with Russian and English language options also being available. Wulik is also reportedly testing Polish and has plans for a German language option in the future. All data from the social network is being held on servers within the Ukraine in an attempt to keep users' personal information safe from foreign powers. A spokesperson from Wulik commented on the launch, saying that it wanted to provide Ukrainians with a fast, modern, and aesthetically pleasing social networking experience. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.